The Pulpit Prayers of Charles Spurgeon. Take fast hold. Take fast hold of instruction. Do not let her go. Keep her, for she is your life. Proverbs 4, verse 13. Blessed God, our heart praises you. Our inmost soul exalts in your name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Your people praise you, O God, for all that you have been to them. And we can each one set forth your worthy praise by reason of our personal experience of your goodness. You have dealt well with your servants, according to your word. We bless you for teaching us from our youth, for some of us have known you, even from our childhood, and your word was precious to us. Even in our earlier days, when like young Samuel, we were spoken to of the Lord, now, you have borne and carried us these years in the wilderness, with unchanging love and goodness. And there are some in your presence this morning who know that even the hoar hairs, you are he, you have made and you carry. You do not forsake the work of your own hands. Your mercy endures forever, and let your praise endure forever also. O Lord, we would cling to you more firmly than ever we have done. We would say, return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. We would this morning take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. We would pay our vows to the Lord now, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of all of his people. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We have been brought low, but the Lord has helped us. We have oftentimes wandered, but he has restored us. We have been tried, but he has preserved us. Yes, we have found his paths to be paths of pleasantness, and all the ways of his wisdom to be ways of peace. We bear our willing witness to the testimony of the Lord. We set our seal that he is true, and we cry again, bind the sacrifice with cords, even with cords to the horns of the altar. From henceforth let no man trouble us. For we bear in our body the marks of the Lord Jesus. We are his branded servants, henceforth and forever, our ears nailed to our master's doorpost, to go no more out forever. And now, Lord, we beseech you, hear the voice of our cry. Your people would first of all ask you to deepen in them all the good works of your grace. We do repent of sin. Give us a deeper repentance. May we have a horror of it. May we dread the very approach of it. May we chastely flee from it and resolve with sacred jealousy that our heart shall be for the Lord alone. We have faith in Jesus. Blessed be your name. But, strengthen and deepen that faith. May it be all in all to us. May we never look elsewhere for ground of rest, but abide in him with an unwavering, immutable confidence that the Christ of God cannot fail nor be discouraged, but must forever be the salvation of his people. We trust we can say also that we love the Lord, though that we loved him more. Let this blessed flame feed on the very marrow of our bones. May the zeal of your house consume us. May we feel that we love the Lord with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our strength. And hence may there be about our life a special consecration, an immovable dedication to the Lord alone. O Lord Jesus, deepen in us our knowledge of you. You have made the first lines of your likeness on our character. Go on with this work until we shall be like you in all respects. We wish that we had greater power in private prayer, that we were oftener wrestling with a covenant angel. We would that your word were more sweet to us. more intensely precious? Did we add a deeper hunger and thirst after it? Oh, that our knowledge of the truth were more clear, and our grip of it more steadfast. Teach us, O Lord, to know the reason of the hope that is in us, and to be able to defend the faith against all comers. Plow deep in us, great Lord, and let the roots of your grace strike into the roots of our being, until it should be no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. Holiness also of life we crave after. Grant that our speech, our thoughts, our actions may all be holiness, and holiness unto the Lord. We know that there be some that seek after moral virtue apart from God. Let us not be of their kind, but may our desire be that everything should be done is to the Lord. For you have said, walk before me, and be you perfect. Help us to do so, to have no master but our God, no law but his will, no delight but himself. Oh, take these hearts, most glorious Lord, and keep them, for out of them are the issues of life. And let us be the instruments in your hands, by daily vigilance of keeping our hearts, lest in heart we go astray from the Lord our God. Until life's latest hour may we keep the sacred pledges of our early youth. We remember when we were baptized into the sacred name. Oh, never may we dishonor that sacred ordinance by which we declared that we were dead to the world and buried with Christ. Some of us remember our early covenant with God, when we made over to him ourselves and all that we had. Oh, in life's last hour, when we bow ourselves for weakness, may it be to bless that sacred bond and to enter into the joy of our Lord. And if you have taught us anything since then, if you have given us any virtue or any praise, may we hear you say, hold fast at what you have, that no man take your crown. Or let no brother or sister become distinguished in grace and then decline. Let none bear fruit and afterwards become barren. But may our path shine more and more to the perfect day. It is this our spirit craves after, with strong desire, that the whole of our life, from the commencement with Christ to its ending with our being with Christ, may glorify and bring help to his church. And now hear you as again what we cry to you, our chief desires for your cause in the earth. We are often very heavy about it. Today seems to us to be neither dark nor light, but mingled. Oh, that the element of light might overcome the darkness. We pray, raise up in these days a race of men that shall know the gospel and hold it fast. We feel that we have so much superficial religion, so much profession without true possession to back it up. O Lord, may our churches be built with precious stones and not with wood, hay, and stubble. May we ourselves so know the gospel that no one can beat us out of it. May we so hold it that our faces shall be like flint against the errors of the age. So practice it that our lives shall be an argument that none can answer for the power of the gospel of Jesus. And with this be pleased to grant to your churches more power over the sons of men. O Lord, make your ministers throughout all the world to be more fruitful and soul-winning. Let us not rest without sowing the good seed beside all waters. Forgive us of our coldness and indifference. Forgive us that we sleep as do others. For it is high time for us to awake out of sleep. O Lord, help us to live while we live. Shake us clear of these cerements, those grave clothes which cling to us. Say to us, Most blessed Jesus, what you said concerning Lazarus of old. Loose him and let him go. May we get right away from the old death and the old lethargy and live under the best conditions of life, diligently serving you. Convert the nations, we pray. Help our dear brethren who stand far out in the thick heathen darkness, like lone sentinels. Let them bear their witness well, and may the day come when the Christian church shall become a missionary church, when all over the world those that love Christ shall be determined that he shall conquer. You have not yet made the church terrible as an army with banners. Would God she were. May those days of Christian earnestness come to us, and then shall we look for the latter day of glory. And now, Father, save any in this house that remain unconverted. May this day be the day of their salvation. We would most earnestly entreat that some word may drop into the most careless heart. In this prayer especially, convert this day in this house of prayer, if it may please you, some that shall be very earnest Christians in years to come. Take hold today of some, whom you have ordained to be like Paul, who shall be missionaries to the ends of the earth. Take hold of some that are specially set up against you, some that are very bold spirits even in sin, thorough-hearted in their wickedness. Convert such now. Say to them, see, I have made you a chosen vessel to bear my name to the Gentiles, and may there come such power with it, that they may not be disobedient to the heavenly vision. Your church needs such men. Oh, that such were brought out today. We put it up as a prayer to be registered in heaven, and we mean to look for its answer, that you would today take hold of some men that shall become afterwards leaders in your church, this day, striking them down with a sense of sin and leading them to Christ. O Lord, bless our country. Keep us in peace, we beseech you, and in times of Congress and deliberation may there sit in the council chamber one higher than the kings of the earth, and greater than the ambassadors thereof. Oh, that long-continued peace might happen to this poor earth, for its wounds are many. Behold how all things languish for the lack of peace. Lord, send it. Quicken trade and commerce. Remove the complaining that is now heard in our streets. Kindly consider us in a manner of the weather, that the harvest may not be spoiled. And bless the people. Let the people praise you, and then shall the earth yield her increase. Lord, grant all this, with the forgiveness of sin, the acceptance of our person, and assist us ever to live to his glory. For Jesus' sake, amen. Sermon 14:18, June 9th, 1878. Trust and pray, for the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. You shall weep no more. He will be very gracious to you at the voice of your cry. When he shall hear it, he will answer you. Isaiah 30, verse 19. O Lord God, the strength and the hope of your people, we would approach you through Jesus Christ, your Son, with notes of thanksgiving. For we are not ashamed of our hope, neither has our confidence led us into confusion. We have proven it to be true. The day the trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which can never be moved, which abides forever. We trusted in you with regard to our innumerable sins, and you have cast them behind your back. We trusted in you. Yes, we trusted in you when many evils compassed us about, and we were sore beset with temptation. And you brought us out into a wealthy place. You set our feet on a rock and established our goings. We trusted in you, alas, too feebly in the hour of our distress, when we were troubled exceedingly with earthly things. Still you did not fail us, though our faith trembled. Though we did not believe, you did abide faithful. The Lord has helped his people. Yes, the Lord has been the strength and the help of his chosen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. And at this moment, in looking back upon the past, we have nothing to do but to admire and to adore the constancy of love, the faithfulness of grace. We thank you, God, on the behalf of many of your people, our brethren, that you have dealt so well with them. We knew them many years ago, when their young hearts first believed in you, and here they are still, the living in Zion, to praise you, as they do this day. Their feet are sometimes almost gone, their steps have well nigh slipped, but you have held them up, and they are walking in their integrity, preserved as only grace could preserve them, living still to praise your name. We bless you on the behalf of the much tried among your children. They went through fire and through water. Men did go over their heads, yet have you preserved them. Their hopes seemed to wither like the fading leaf, and the summer of their joy turned into a bleak winter of adversity. Yet, as the springtime come to them, in the time of the singing of birds, yes, they begin to pluck their first ripe fruits, and they joy and exult in the Lord. Lord, we praise you for keeping alive a testimony for the truth in the land. There have been dark and evil days, and some that profess to be your servants have turned traitors to the gospel. Yet, still you have heard the cry of the faithful, and the candle is not put out, neither has the sun gone down. But even to this day, the Lord God of Israel reigns in the midst of his people, and his saints exult in his name. And now with this thankfulness upon our hearts, we would humbly ask you to strengthen us as to our future confidence in you. Are there any of your servants here at this time, or anywhere all over the world, whose confidence begins to fail them by reason of present affliction or deep depression of spirit? We beseech you, strengthen the things that remain that are ready to die, and let their faith no longer waver. But may they become strong in the Lord, in full assurance of faith. O God, you know the burden of every heart before you. The secret sighing of the prisoner comes up into your ears. Some of us are in perplexity. Others are in actual suffering of body. Some are sorely cast down in themselves, and others deeply afflicted with the trials of those they love. But as for all these burdens, our soul would cast them on you, and quietness and confidence shall be your strength. And we would this morning all, without exception, who are tried and troubled, take up the place of sitting still, leaving with quiet acquiescence everything in the hands of God. Great helmsman, you shall steer the ship, and we will not be troubled. By your grace, we will leave everything most sweetly in your hands. Where else should these things be left? And we will take up the note of joyous song, in anticipation of the deliverance which will surely come. Save your people from unbelief. Save them from confidence in the creature. Bring us one and all to be as to the world, even as a weaned child. May we have done with these things. And as to you, O Lord, may we with strong desire seek after yet more of you, and cling to you as our sure confidence forevermore. As for the future, we desire to bless your name, that you have covered it from our eyes, nor would we wish to lift even a corner of the veil. which hide from us the things that are to be. But we delight to feel that he who hath ruled all things for our good changes not, and maybe you have appointed for us great torrents of tribulation. But you will be with us if we pass through the river. Perhaps he will permit us to go through blazing fires of persecution or temptation, but we shall not be burned. For you have assured us it shall be so, that we shall go through the fires unhurt, since you will be with us. Perhaps it is written in the tablets of your eternal purpose that we shall soon end this mortal life and die. Well, be it so. We shall the sooner see your face, the sooner drink eternal draughts of bliss. But if you have appointed for us gray hairs, in a long and weary time of the taking down of the tabernacle, only grant us grace that, by infirmity, our faith may never fail us. But when the windows are darkened, may we still look out to see the hope that is to be revealed. And when the grasshopper becomes a burden, still let our strength be as our days, even to the last day. We now commit ourselves again to your keeping, O faithful Creator, to your keeping, O Savior of the pierced hand, to your keeping, O Eternal Spirit, who are able to keep us from falling, and to sanctify us wholly, that we may be made to stand among the saints in light. O God, we can trust you, and we do. Our faith has gathered strength by the lapse of years. Each following birthday, we trust, confirms us in the fact that to rely on God is our happiness and our strength, and we will do so, though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. We will not fear, since God abides fast forever, and your covenant cannot fail. And now today will you lead others to trust you. Oh, be you so revealed, wherever the congregations are met together, that men may come to you and live. Oh, that the people in this house this morning, might not one of them go away unbelievers. If they have been indifferent to these things, and have never studied the ground of the believer's confidence, may they see it clearly this morning, and accept of it as a rock on which they shall build. If there be in this audience, as we fear there must be, many that are living to trust in their wealth, or their talents, or their position in life, or who are trusting in nothing but raising their building without a foundation at all, bring them this day to see that there is nothing worthy of an immortal soul's confidence except the immortal and ever-living God. And may they come by Christ Jesus to the Father. May many a heart end all of its weary wanderings and sit still at Christ's feet and see your salvation. We pray for other nations also, and especially for countries and colonies where our language is spoken and our God is worshipped. May the Lord's choicest blessing rest there. We also put a special prayer for any of our dear friends that are in trouble, asking you to help some who have been suffering bitter bereavement, others who are vexed with sickness in their own persons. The Lord be pleased to be gracious to all who trust him, and to make them trust him in the darkest hour. And now, to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Israel's one God, be glory throughout all the world. Amen and amen.